In our reading, we have two psalms today. So I took a little from one and a little from another. Psalm 97, verses 11 through 12 from the King James says, "Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." It's not on that. Those are the ones we're going to say at the end. From the Message, then, it says, "Light seeds are planted in the souls of God's people." You have light seeds planted in you. Let them shine. Let them shine. Joy seeds are planted in good heart soil. Amen. Who wants to have joy?
Yeah.
Let that soil in your heart be good to receive what God is planting, those light seeds, and joy will be the result. So, God's people, shout praise to God. Give thanks to our holy God. And now reaching into Psalm 98, verses 4 through 6 from the King James, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of coronet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King." And from the Message it says, "Shout your praises to God, everybody."
Hallelujah.
Are you an everybody? Amen. So we can shout our praises to him. "Let loose and sing. Strike up the band. Round up an orchestra to play for God. Add on 100 voice choir." Whoa! Times how many? And we get 100 voice choir. Amen. We're all part of it. "Feature trumpets with big trombones." Oh, if anybody plays a trumpet, join the worship team. Or trombones. Or a drummer. If you're out there and you're sitting on drum sets or you used to play, Brad, come and join us. Bring a drum set and be part of us. Fill the air with praises to King God. Amen. Amen. What's this all about? It's about our allowing God to plant something in our hearts. Light seeds. And when those are planted and we've got good soil, and how do we get good soil? Man, it's really a lot of work, isn't it, Paula?
Yeah.
My master gardener. It's on these gorgeous flowers that she brings week after week after week. Those didn't come out of lousy soil. They came out of fantastic soil. But God has made so much easier for us. Because what do we have to do? Not all that work. He did the work for us. He made our soil good. If we confess our sins, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive us all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What does that equal? Good soil. All we have to do is believe and know it in our head and our heart, and then let God plant joy seeds in our heart that can come up to light the world. And as we do that, we're going to be praising God. Hallelujah. More and more and more as we see the day coming. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message together. Light seeds are planted in the souls of God's people. Joy seeds are planted in good heart soil. So God's people shout praise to God. Give thanks to our holy God. Shout your praises to God, everybody. Let loose and sing. Strike up the band. Round up an orchestra to play for God. Add on 100 voice choir. Feature trumpets and big trombones. Fill the air with praises to King God. Let's do it right now. Let's fill the air with praises.